From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Russian Air Force Tuesday launched a major operation in Syria's Idlib and Homs provinces. In Washington, the State Department blasted Moscow for the new attacks.
We strongly condemn the resumption of airstrikes in Syria by the Russians as well as the Syrian regime. The most recent reported attacks are on 5 hospitals and 1 mobile clinic in Syria. We believe it's a violation of international law. Is that despite Russian claims that it halted airstrikes in the past month, Russia allowed no aid or food into East Aleppo. It let eastern Aleppo residents starve while seeking praise from the international community for halting indiscriminate strikes.
Separately, Tuesday, Syrian news reports said government aircraft bombed terrorist strongholds in eastern Aleppo, a territory populated by as many as 300,000 civilians and rebel forces seeking to topple the government of President Bashar al-Assad. United Nations agencies warn food shortages in Syria are growing. We have a report from Lisa Schlein.
The UN agencies blamed the deteriorating food situation in Syria on widespread insecurity and unfavorable weather conditions in parts of the country. Those factors, they say, are preventing farmers from accessing their land and making it difficult for them to earn a living. They warn rising prices and a lack of fertilizer and seeds may force many farmers to abandon their land unless they receive immediate help. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
President Obama was in Greece Tuesday, assuring America's European allies that the U.S. will retain its commitment to NATO under the presidency of Donald Trump. On his last foreign trip, the president said, quoting now, "NATO provides significantly continued, even